If you are a real estate investor or you want to be a real estate investor and you need and want funding for your deals, regardless of your income, regardless of your credit, regardless of your experience in real estate investing, don't go anywhere, because in just a moment we're going to plug you into the money for your deals. Well, welcome to Real Estate Investing with Jay Conner. And of course, I'm excited once again to have my co-host on the show, Chaffee Nguyen from Chicago. Hello, Chaffee.
Hello, Jay. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Of course, as I said a couple of days ago, you're from Chicago, but you're not in Chicago, right? Where are you at?
I am still in Bellingham, Washington, so about an hour north of Seattle. And in a couple of days, I'll be heading down to Olympia, Washington, which is about an hour south of Seattle. So
Exactly. Well, I tell you what, on this show, Chaffee, I don't want to keep the viewers and listeners waiting at all on how to get plugged into the money. And here's how, folks. I've got a live event coming up in just a few short days away, and you get to come for free. You can't beat free, F-R-E-E. It's a $3,000 event. I'm going to plug you into the money for your deals at the event. Again, regardless of your credit experience or your income, we're going to have private lenders at the event that you can network with. And so, Chaffee, I'm going to give out the website, and then I'd like for you to take just a moment and give an overview of why else people would want to come to the event. The website is www.jayconner.com, right here on the video. / all in lowercase money podcast. All right. So you want to go right on over there to that website when we finish up the show here. So Chaffee, give them some highlights at the live event. Of course, you're going to be there yourself as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love going to your events, Jay. And I think there's so many things that makes your event so unique and special compared to everyone else's. And we've talked about some of them in the past. So today I want to actually talk about how you actually have your office manager there. Carol Joy is there. You also have your team members come. So a lot of these other 3-day, 4-day boot camps or whatever, you know, it's just the speaker and the back of the room staff that's helping to process paperwork or something. You actually bring, like you said, your private lenders so that the students can ask questions of those private lenders of how you found them, what you did to convince them to become your private lender, and you know, the details of all that kind of stuff. You bring your contractor, you bring your designer, you bring sometimes your acquisitionist and your realtor. You have them in a panel so the students can actually interact and ask these questions of, Jay, how'd you hire this person? You know, how'd they find you? How'd you work with them and train you? So, you know, if you want to build a team, a power team like Jay, this, you need to come to this boot camp, because you're going to actually meet Jay's team, not just some random people that he found off the internet. These are this is the people that do your business, and you share that with them on the 3 days. In addition to covering obviously how to do real estate from beginning to end, how to get the money right, how to find it, how to sell it, and how to automate the entire business. So. The fact that you're there with your entire team is so powerful that, like I said, people need to get there so that they can start asking those questions and start building their own team.
Exactly. So, folks, go right on over after we finish the show today. In fact, on today's show, we're going to talk about how to find your investor, real estate investor friendly realtor. We're going to start talking about that in just a second. Very, very important relationship. And at the live event, you'll actually have a panel session with my team on the stage, and my realtor will be there. And you will really go into depth as to how we work together, how I get all my comps for free, and you know, same day that I request them when I'm looking at a property to buy, and et cetera. So again, it's www.jayconner.com/money podcast, all in lowercase. So, Chaffee, let's go ahead and jump in on for today's show. When we were visiting earlier, we decided we would visit today and give five very powerful strategies that I use. And, Chaffee, I know you've used the same strategies as well, because, you know, folks, if you're new to the show, I've been doing the business for 15 years. I'm known as the Private Money Authority. because when I was into it for 6 years, I got cut off from the banks with no notice. And y'all remember what was going on in 2008, 2009. And so the private money, I got turned on to that, got over $2 million in less than 90 days. And so I'm going to go dive deep at the live event on exactly how I did it and how I still do it and how you as the attendee can do it as well. But Chaffee, we decided that we're going to share these five powerful strategies on how to locate a realtor that you want to work with. And first thing that just came to mind, Chaffee, was the time to locate the realtor is prior to looking at deals, prior to looking at property information sheets and trying to analyze a deal. And you don't even know what the real value of the property is. I mean, right? You know?
Right. And you know what I'm going to add to that real quick, Jay, is that sometimes investors feel like realtors are their competitors, or that they don't need a realtor because they're looking for properties that aren't listed. And I think that's just the wrong mindset. You know, you want to have a good realtor is worth their weight in gold and then some. So you definitely want to find a good realtor to work with. And we have some criteria that we're going to go through. Like you said, how to find them and what questions to ask them and everything too. So,
yeah,
you know, so it's so important to have a good realtor, not only just for comps, only to buy and sell properties as well.
Absolutely. So we're going to cover on this show how to find them. Get on to the live event. We'll dive deep. You'll see exactly how I work with them. So I'll tell you what, let's do it this way, Chaffee, on today's show. Let's just go back and forth a little bit. All right.
Okay.
And, I interrupt you and you interrupt me.
Sounds
we're
good.
Talking about each one. So I'll go first. Number one, and that is contact, particularly if you're new, contact your local, we call it REIA, which stands for a Real Estate Investing Association. And you can also, and you know, you just search for that, you know, online. All right. You know, type in REIA, all in comps, in your local city and state, and you know, it'll help you find the local one. Now, something that's become really, really popular are meetup groups. I mean, I've got a good friend up in Philadelphia. In fact, Chaffee and I, he's friends with both of us. His name's Jim Zaspel, and he's got a meetup group. He and his wife and my lands, they've had, I forget how many hundreds of members. So check out meetup. Check out your local REIA. Now, once you contact them, you want to go to the meeting. Go to the meeting. In fact, if you're not a member, you want to join. You definitely want to join your local REIA for multitudes of reasons that we don't have time to go over on this show. But you want to meet the people that run the REIA. Okay. Of course, you want to network with everybody. But when you're looking for a referral or recommendation on what realtor to work with that, you know, likes working with real estate investors, the people that run the REIA, the president, the person in charge of education and et cetera, they're going to know. They're going to know the area and they're going to be able to refer realtors to you. In fact, you will probably meet a realtor or more than one realtor at the meeting because a lot of them, you know, sometimes join the local real estate investing association. You know, talk to the organizer of the group. You know, what do you think, Chaffee?
Yeah, absolutely. And what I was going to say is that another reason that you want to talk to the organizer of the group is chances are they know who's real and who's not.
and who's a real realtor, right?
That's right. And who's a real player and who's not, right? Or who's just, blowing smoke sometimes. Because, you know, while I love REIA groups, sometimes it's the blind leading the blind. So you got to be real careful when you attend real REIA groups on who you're networking with, who you're talking with. There's a lot of people that just like to talk. They've been to, I don't know, a gazillion trainings, and they've never done a deal, right? Only because they've been to 1,000 trainings, they think they know everything. So,
right.
So the person running the REIA, though, chances are they know who's the player. And so that's the reason why you want to contact them and ask them for referrals.
Exactly. You go ahead and take number two, Chaffee. I'll chime in if something inspires me.
Yeah. So number two, I think, is something that not as many people do. And we know, Jay, that it's very powerful technique or strategy use, which is contact your local landlord association. And why would you want to contact your local landlord association? Obviously, they're managing lots and lots of properties, and they have connections with realtors that are obviously looking at investment properties for other people as well. So those are the kind of realtors you want to work with, as a matter of fact, is, and we'll get more into that later on, is a realtor or real estate agent that knows how to work with investors. And so your landlords obviously are managing properties for other people, or they're investors and owners themselves. So they're going to know real estate agents that are investor friendly and will want to work with you.
Exactly. So definitely reach out to your local landlord association.
Yep.
All right. Number three and number four are sort of tied together. Number three is contact your local realtor association. And number four is, what do you say, or how do your interview questions go after you've gotten referrals? So number three, contact your local realtor association. They are going to be very glad to talk with you and give you information, because that's what they are there for. That's why all the realtors pay fees to the local realtor association, because what you're looking for when you, I mean, it's always best to go in person. All right. Always best to go in person when you're doing this type of networking to get information. They're much more likely to give you even more information once you're there versus over the telephone. And be respectful of people's time. Just don't walk in the door and start asking, well, hey, you know, I'm looking for referrals of realtors that are working with real estate investors. I would call them up and tell them what you're interested in, but set an appointment. Set an appointment, respecting their time to go in and see them. And so, I mean, no big tips on what to say. I mean, it's common sense. When you're there, you are a real estate investor. You're looking for referrals of realtors that they know that they work with real estate investors, or, you know, any realtor that they would recommend. I mean, they know, the Realtor Association knows who's doing deals.
Right.
But they know who just has a license versus actually getting listings and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anything else on that, Chevy, before we start talking about, okay, now once you have the list, you contact the realtors, and what are we going to ask, or what you should ask the realtors?
Yeah, you know, just real quick is, the goal when you're going to these landlord associations or realtor associations is to build relationships. It's really not just, you know, who can I use, right? It's really not just take. It's, you know, who can I build a long-term relationship that is mutually beneficial, where, you know, I can buy and sell deals through them, so they're going to profit and they're going to help me buy and sell deals, so, you know, I'm going to profit. And so it's always a two-way street. It's a give and a take. It's never just a take. So keep that in mind when you're going and talking to these individuals.
Absolutely. So definitely contact your local realtor association. Now, number four strategy is, what types of questions would you want to say, and what would that conversation sound like when you contact this list of realtors that you've been referred to? And chime in with me here, Chaffee, as things come to mind. One of the first questions that I, you know, at first, you don't, I mean, this is not an interrogation, okay? Actually, I don't even want to call it an interview. This is a conversation, a very friendly, very warm conversation. Obviously, you introduce yourself, you let them know you're a real estate investor. And this next phrase is very, very important. It ties in with what Chaffee just said on building relationship. And the reason you're calling the realtor is that you are seeking to build a long-term, these are the exact words, you're seeking to build a long-term relationship with a realtor that, you know, we can do a lot of deals together. For example, my realtor, we've been doing business together for 14 years. All right. Now, of course, you know, the most dangerous number in any business is one. All right. So my primary realtor is not my only realtor, but he gets, you know, the largest amount of my business. So you're seeking to build or to begin and build a long-term relationship, you're not just looking to buy one house, okay? And of course, you'll want to tell the realtor in that conversation how you anticipate working with realtors, how it is that they would really, really benefit by doing business with you. Like, I'll just give you one tip right now on how I work with my realtor. Any deal that my realtor does research on, well, if it's a FSBO, the realtor's not going to get paid, right? If it's listed in MLS, the realtor's going to get paid by the seller, okay? But if any research my realtor does for me that's an off-market listing, a for sale by owner is what I'm talking about, a FSBO. Well, when I'm ready to sell that house, if I decide to list it and not sell it on rent to own or whatever, then of course, who's going to get the listing? The realtor that did the work. And so one of the first questions I would want to ask is, how long have you been a real estate agent working in this area? Now, that's not a deal killer if they sort of knew the area, but I'd want to know. I mean, doesn't that make sense, Chaffee?
Absolutely. I think that's an important question to ask, just, you know, to get a feel of their knowledge of the local market. As you said, you know, their knowledge of processes and everything. That's just an initial question, though. I think there's a lot more questions that we're going to talk about here that hold a little more weight than that.
Exactly. Then another question I would ask is really ask an open-ended question. And that is, well, what are some of your favorite kinds of deals to list? For example, some realtors don't want to mess with anything in war zones, and I don't either. I know a realtor right here in this area that typically does not list any first-time home buyer price points. This realtor that I'm thinking of really doesn't want to list anything unless it's, you know, at least $300,000 and up. And so she has built a network of a huge network from Raleigh, North Carolina, all the way to the coast of people that, you know, invest in higher priced properties. Well, that's not a realtor for me to work with, right? Because we focus, even today after 15 years, my focus is on investing in properties that are, we call them bread and butter houses, entry level houses. I typically don't want to go above the median price range, okay? Because the biggest pool of buyers that are going to buy our houses are first-time home buyers. Right, Chaffee?
Absolutely. And so you always want to stack the odds in your favor. Like you said, find the biggest pool of buyers available and market to those individuals or target that industry.
Exactly. And so after I ask that open-ended question, I'm then going to ask directly, well, do you work directly with real estate investors? Okay. Now, let me fill this crack in. So whenever I go to buy a property, a very, very important part of this process and relationship with my realtor is, let's say I'm looking at bank-owned properties, and I have my realtor send to me and my acquisitionist every day, every new bank-owned property and short sale that has hit the market and any price reductions, okay? So that would be part of the, you know, part of the conversation, looking for, you know, those to be coming. And of course, any that I receive from that realtor, I'm going to put the offer in through the realtor. But you see, here's an important part of the relationship. When a bank-owned property hits the market, I'm not talking to the listing agent unless the listing agent is my primary realtor that I'm talking to. But you want to be careful about an inherent conflict of interest. Here's what I mean. And Chaffee, you can chime in on this in a second. And that is, if the listing agent, so like some listing agents, that's what they specialize in. That's what they specialize in is listing bank-owned properties. All right. So if I've got my listing agent is the relationship that I, my primary relationship, isn't there an inherent conflict of interest of asking the listing agent that's got the house for sale, what's the fair market after repaired value? And it's like, you know, they in the listing agreements, they've got this clause to where they can be dual agents. They can be representing the buyer and the seller. I'm sorry. I don't know how you can be totally representing someone while representing someone else at the same time. Comment on that, Chappy?
No, I agree. I mean, the agent should have a fiduciary responsibility with the person they're working with. And if they're working with two people whose goal is the seller to make the most money and the buyer to save the most money, there's a conflict there. So that's definitely a good question to ask is what do they specialize in? Are they a listing agent? Are they a buying agent? Do they do dual agency? I have an agent I work with that just refuses to do that. I mean, he's like, I know I'm going to make commissions on both ends, only he knows there's a conflict, so he doesn't do it. So he just, that's out.
Yeah. You know? And again, like my realtor, we've had this relationship 14 years. Well, had only been in the area like 6 months, all right? But he was hungry. Oh, my lands, he was hungry, hungry, hungry. And you know who I'm talking about, Chavvy, Chris.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, his attention to detail, I mean, I could just tell. On the phone, I was talking to someone that's a thinker brain, right? Well, you need a thinker brain, realtor. This particularly if they're going to do comps. I mean, I'd almost rather have a root canal than do a comp on a day of figuring out what this after repaired value is going to be by looking at, doing adjustments here and adjustments there. So if they do work with real estate investors, then I want to ask, well, do you have a process? Do you have a process?
You just ask them how hungry are they? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. If you're really hungry, then hey, we'll get the process figured out. This is just about getting to know the other person. But I'd be interested in knowing, if you do work with other real estate investors, what do those relationships look like? So the realtor may not know what you mean by the question, what's your process, right? So, and again, that's not a killer if they haven't been working with other real estate investors, but it would be nice to know. Chaffee, a real important question is, when you're looking for real estate investors, how do you find properties for the real estate investors to consider? What's your criteria? What's your search criteria? And in fact, at the live event coming up, I've got a whole, in the event manual, I've got an entire list of hot search keywords that you can give to your realtor for them to do a continual, search. Comment on that, Chavvy?
No, and so what you said is important is, what is your criteria? What is your process? And they don't necessarily need to have it. And if they do have something, it just shows their level of experience. It shows, where they're at and how much they understand working with investors and what we're looking for.
Exactly. One other question that comes to mind before we move on, unless you have another one to suggest, Chavvy, that is, what's your negotiation process look like? Like when we're coming up with what we want to offer on the house or the property, then what's that negotiation process look like? Are you going to be able to suggest to me, well, where should we start, particularly if I'm new on making an offer? And, negotiate up to it. And how do you communicate with the listing agent? Any thought on that, Chavvy?
Yeah. So a good question to ask as a follow-up to that is, are they willing to make offers way below market asking price?
Exactly.
You can justify it, right? And so if you can show them, hey, this is how much the repairs are, and so that's why I'm making this offer, and it's, $50,000 below asking, are they still willing to do it? Because some agents will just say, well, that's ridiculous. I'm not going to do that. And in reality, a good agent by law has to make the offer, right? And so, are they willing to do that? And are they comfortable doing that? Some are and some aren't. And you obviously want to work with the ones that are willing to do so.
Exactly. So that is a list of good questions to ask the realtor or realtors that you've been referred to in order to figure out who you'd like to start working with.
I have one more that I think, again, it's not a deal breaker, although it just shows their level of experience working with investors, is do they own investment property themselves?
Exactly.
If they're an investor themselves, they, again, have a different mindset than just somebody that's an agent working for commissions. So,
right. Okay. All right. So that's a wrap for number three and number four. And Chabby, why don't you wrap up the show with
sure. Number five. And I think this is an important one that other people, don't really think about sometimes is, you know, there are a lot of investors, local investors already in your market. And if you have a scarcity mindset that tells you that, hey, if I have a good real estate agent, I'm going to keep them to my chest and I'm not going to share them with anybody, right? And what we know, Jay, is that if you're a successful real estate investor, there are so many properties available out there that a lot of the successful, really successful people are willing to share those contacts, willing to share that information. So who is actually doing deals in your market? Who is actually successful in your market? And, you know, network with that individual to see if they're willing to share what realtor or real estate agents that they're using, because chances are they're using two or three. And there's enough deals out there that they know that if you find a good deal, you might call them up and partner up with them. So it's a win for everybody. So ask your local real estate investors that are actually doing deals, that are working deals, that are players in your market, and see who they're using.
Exactly. All right, Chabby. Well, we are out of time for this show. So parting comments before we sign off here.
No, you know, again, what we covered today is just finding one team member. When they attend the boot camp that's coming up, you're going to have multiple team members there, and you're going to go through a similar process to say how you find these and how that they can find their own power team and put them together. So, you know, if you haven't registered yet, absolutely register. Go to the website that you're going to put up and get registered for the boot camp and really learn how to build your team the right way, ask the right questions, and find the right people.
Exactly. And I did think just a moment ago, Chaffee, the event is free, but I failed to mention earlier there is a minimal $97 registration fee, but the event itself is free. And so be sure you can go over there and check it out and hope to see you at the event. So, Chaffee, thank you so much for joining me one more time here on the show.
Absolutely.
And to all of you, look forward to seeing you at the live event that's coming up.
Hey, Jay, if they want to hear more great information like this, what should they do?
Thank you. So, yes, folks, if you're listening on iTunes or just audio versions, we ask you, it really helps us out, if you would subscribe, rate, and review. And if you are watching on YouTube or any of the videos, subscribe so you don't miss any of the information. Give us a thumbs up. And in the comment section below the video, you can type in any real estate investing and related questions, and we'll get all your questions answered. With that, thank you for joining us here on the show, and looking forward to seeing the live event. And here's to taking your business to the next level. Bye for now.